7.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The mother of convicted Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbley was convicted today of four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors say the shooter's parents ignored their son's mental health struggles and provided easy access to a gun. She now faces up to 60 years in prison. President Biden urging Congress to pass the Senate's $118 billion border security and foreign aid bill. But when former President Trump said he didn't support it, other Republicans fell in line. The president at the White House.
Every day between now and November, the American people are going to know that the only reason the border is not secure is Donald Trump and his MAGA Republican friends.
The House to vote today on a GOP-led push to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the border. The NTSB's preliminary report out today on Alaska Flight 1282. Investigators say four bolts that were supposed to keep that door plug in place were missing before the accident. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are split on a bill to increase border security and provide aid for Ukraine and Israel. Tammy Baldwin says she has concerns but plans to vote for it. Ron Johnson says he's against it. The Senate holds a procedural vote tomorrow. Experts say expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 American kids above the poverty line in 1 year. Chris Cox is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
A bill to revive the expanded credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption, though, is not guaranteed. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
More news from the Center WRCE. I'm Jimmy Cuska. With warm temperatures quickly defrosting the ground across Wisconsin, weight restrictions are being imposed on roads and highways across the state. The DOT ended the frozen road period on Saturday, about a month earlier than it usually does. County highways in our area are also starting to see the new restrictions go up. You can check with your local county, town, or city for weight restrictions on vehicles. One of the Democratic candidates for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District met with small business owners in La Crosse this weekend. Rebecca Cook, who had started her own small business in western Wisconsin, used her visit to talk about business, travel, and housing. Cook is facing Assembly Representative Katrina Shanklin and Eric Wilson in the Democratic primary. The winner of August's primary will face Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden, who outraised the Democratic field combined, according to fourth quarter filings with the FEC, in November's general election. We'll get a few days of sun and warmth this week before rain returns this weekend. Highs in the mid-50s today. For WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Packers making more coaching changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers making moves on their defensive coaching staff after firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. Gone are linebackers coach Kirk Olivandotti and defensive back coach Greg Williams. They have hired a new defensive line coach, Vince Ogabasi, replacing Jerry Montgomery, who had held that position since 2015. Ogabasi has connections to the 49ers and served with the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, at Boston College. Last night at Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes asked about his father's most recent arrest in Texas over the weekend, charged with drunk driving.
It's a family matter. So I'll just keep it to the family, and that's all I really have to say at this point.
It's his father's third offense. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip winding down. They're in Phoenix against the Suns tonight. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation after those back-to-back losses. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds are thickening as high temperatures soar to the low 50s. We become mostly cloudy tonight and stay cloudy tomorrow too. However, temperatures are on repeat. The only difference is it'll be a bit breezier. As a storm system strikes Wednesday night and into Thursday, we'll see rain rolling in. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Greg Bach. Civic Media is excited to have an announcement soon regarding our network programming lineup. So stay tuned to your local Civic Media station. And to learn more about the exciting changes coming to the network, as in the meantime, I am Greg Bach. I am the co-host of Matt and Air on Air, and I'm going to be spending an hour of time with you today. And I just want to know, first of all, everyone say hello to Cal B on the boards. Hi, Cal.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Who let this happen? Who said, Greg, get on the board, get on the mic, and you get an hour. You can do this.
I don't know, but I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun hour.
Oh, my good gravy. It's going to be a fun hour. If you want to get a hold of us, feel free to text us, to call us, 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. You can do that via the your phone. You can do that also with the Civic Media app, which you can download to your phone. It is free. It is fantastic. It is fantastical. So we'll be spending the next hour with you, Calvin and myself. And we wanted to start about with something here. We've been talking about the border a lot today. We talked about it earlier on the show, and all of our other great hosts have been talking about it. But something that we weren't really discussing, I think, is the fact that a group of people made their way down to Texas. Is that right, Cal?
Yeah, I think we mentioned it when there was stirrings about people going down there. But people did, actually. They made it down there.
Yeah.
And they're not super... They're underwhelmed with what they found.
Oh, that's terrible when you're underwhelmed. I mean, I watched some clips. I read some stories. And then, of course, they were saying, we're going down there in the sense of peace in America. And we want to see all these individuals pouring through our borders in Joe Biden's failed American experiment for the past 4 years. And as you said, Cal, they were sorely, sorely underwhelmed. In fact, I think you have some audio of a discussion on that, Matt, if you want to play that.
It's pretty surreal. We actually made it into Eagle Pass and we went and saw Shelby Park. I was able to see some people actually trying to cross and stopped at the wire there. So it's very eye opening.
And tell me more about eye opening. Is it what you expected? Is it better? Is it worse?
It's not what I expected, but then again, I don't know what I expected. I can tell you it's not as bad as what I thought. So that's kind of eye opening in itself too. Yeah.
It's eye-opening. It's not what I expected. I'm wondering, you know, I ask this question all the time, and the question is, seeing this information, she says, it's eye-opening, and it's not what I thought. Of course, she said she didn't know what to expect to see. I guess they were expecting millions of people rushing through the borders, but will this change her mind on the topic? Will it make her maybe open her mind up to other information that's out there, or... Is this just a fluke in the system? Is this just a blip in the matrix?
Yeah, no, that's definitely the question I have, is seeing it for themselves enough? Or is it still going, are the politicians they respect and believe in still going to have their vote, even though they've seen that they at least were misled in this manner?
I think at the end of the day, what happens to happen is a fork in the road has been placed. I mean, I have to imagine if this woman is saying what she's saying, there has to be other people who are feeling the same way. And are you going to then go home and seek out other information, or will you just send yourself right back in the bubble? That's going to be the ultimate determining factor. And I have to think that, you know, most likely they'll probably continue to believe what they're believing, because you build up this image, you build up this vision of what you think America is through the eyes of the man, Donald Trump. I have to imagine it's very, very hard to break. It's almost like an addiction, if you will. I mean, people lose family members. They break off contact. And so to me, the idea of them going down there and seeing this possibly providing some hope, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we can hope, but yeah. I think the border and immigration, it's been a political issue that has been a spark or a place of contention since I can remember, since I first became politically aware when I was like a sophomore in high school. It was about the border.
And it's honestly, believe it or not, Calvin, it's been a problem since before you were a sophomore too. It's an absolutely easy thing to bring up. It's an easy thing to spark an argument with, because I think the complexity of the border issues, the complexity of immigration in this country allows people to, you know, create their facts and just say them. If you say them with enough confidence, people are going to listen. But at the end of the day, as we've said before on other shows, it's not just about people coming through the border. It's about where are they coming from? Why are they coming from? The processes in America of seeking asylum, seeking citizenship. Should it be easier? Should it be more streamlined? And I don't think that's what the politicians in Washington, I think on both sides, are really dealing with, because it's easy to talk about it in a campaign. You're for border reform. Everyone's always for border reform, some more strict than others, but they are going to craft that message to get the voters they want. And then when they get in office, get reelected or elected, they don't really have to do as much. And then they blame it on, oh, the gridlock. It's awful. It's terrible. Now, right now, there is quite a bit of gridlock on the border issues, because we do have a bill that's essentially dead on arrival, according to the GOP in Washington. But the idea of people going and getting in their cars and driving down to where it's happening, I don't know. Maybe call me naive. I think you could provide some hope with sparking a conversation on what really needs to happen and what they're understanding at the end of the day. So 844-967-2789. Once again, 844-967-2789. If you want to call in, if you want to text, the text lines are open. I saw it very much going, oh, we got some texts coming in here. Oh, Andrew from Maine got a couple texts from him. He's like one of our biggest fans, Calvin.
Yes, we love Andrew. Shout out to Andrew.
Andrew from Maine. So is today's 3 p.m. hour going to be the I'll be Bach hour? All right, Andrew, I'll give you that one. Everybody, like Spider-Man says, everybody gets one. And then another one, without Jane to keep you two in line, should be an entertaining hour. I think so too. I think by the end of this hour, we're either going to just be, you know, having a good conversation, or maybe this place will be covered in silly string. I don't know. Another thing that I did want to talk about, something else that happened over the weekend that I saw happening, and I almost, if I had time, I was going to register. So do you know, Calvin, that right now, Robin Voss is under scrutiny from his own party and people want to recall him?
Yes, I am aware.
Yes.
Peculiar
man. Robin Voss, our speaker, speaker of the assembly here in Wisconsin. He is under contention. The very people who want to recall him. And there was an event this past weekend in Sturtevant starring none other than Mike Lindell of MyPillow. The CEO of MyPillow was in Sturtevant And he is staunchly an ally of Donald Trump, as you know, and he is very much in favor of recalling Robin Voss, because Robin Voss could not deliver Wisconsin through nefarious election processes, through basically trying to overthrow the election in Wisconsin. So a bunch of people got together, about 200 people got together in Sturtevant to gather signatures, to talk about how much they love Donald Trump and how much they dislike Robin Voss, because Robin Voss believes that the elections were free, they were fair, they were legitimate, and that nothing raises the hackles more than that when you talk about free and fair elections in 2020. It was interesting to see, because it was a lot of people for a small event, and people came from all over southeastern Wisconsin. They had a gentleman from Green Bay. He has a talk show called the Regular Joe Show, and he was on, and he was very much in favor of Voss being recalled as well. And there's only one problem I see with this whole thing. First of all, like, what do you think about like recalling politicians?
I don't know, especially for House representatives, their terms aren't that long. So unless they're breaking the law, I kind of feel like vote them out.
Well, and that's to me is like the ultimate thing is funny that no one's really like, it's like, let's recall Voss. All you have to do is wait. He's up for re-election this year. And instead of wasting your time and your money, just wait a few months, find yourself a candidate. PJ on the live stream said, watch them eat their own is amusing. Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I want to say it's fun. It's not fun to watch them fight, but at the end of the day, they're not too far apart from each other. And I think trying to recall Voss is a fool's errand at the end of the day. It's not worth your time or money. I mean, it gets a news story, and we have people coming down to speak for us, but in Sturtevant, I don't think people really appreciate having that down here. So I just say, wait it out. Fall's coming and we can vote them out. You can get someone else in the office, and we're going to take a break now. We are going to come back soon. Stay close. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach, Cal B on the boards, and we will talk to you in a moment.
Listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7 on News from the Center, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE, and on the Civic Media app. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7 on News from the Center, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE, and on the Civic Media app. News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everybody. My name is Greg Bach. I'm with you for the rest of the 3 o'clock hour. I got Calvin on the boards, keeping it cool, keeping it awesome. We got text coming through. You can text us 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Andrew from Maine, if this hosting thing is going to last, and let me tell you, that first segment, I'm really loving my odds here. It's shiny and awesome. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think I went well.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think you did great, Calvin. You did great. He said, any thoughts on doing an open mic style mic show? No. Callers with a sense of humor can call in, give their 5 joke set. How long do you want to be on the air, sir? And you and Board Lord Slider C, I don't like that name for you, Slider C. That sounds like something from White Castle. And they don't advertise with us, so I'm not saying it again. Can use the laugh track or crickets to react. Might find new door folks for the laughing tap. Man, he just got all in there. Comedy, he said the laughing tap, which is the club I co-own in Milwaukee and Walker's Point. But I would say that maybe you'll agree, you've been doing this for a long time and we've been doing shows for a while. People calling in, it can be a bit of an open mic. You get people making really good points, saying really great things, opening their hearts up to us and telling us how I feel. But then there's sometimes when people call and you're like, this could be on stage for 2-3 minutes.
Yeah, I think if we did something like that, it'd have to be like a 1 minute time limit and then your mic gets cut off.
Oh yeah. So I don't know. Maybe we'll, I'll shoot that idea up the pipeline to the higher ups, the people who are 9 degrees smarter than me with this whole thing. So live stream Papa Rico, big fan of the shows. He said, had to step away, but I'm back. Mr. Bach, thanks for coming in twice today. Actually, my third time. I also board op Pat Kreitlow's show up North News Radio. It's been a good but long day, but I'm happy that you, Papa Rico, and Andrew and all the others listening are here with us today. It means a lot to me that you give us your time, because time is very precious. Now, I know that Calvin is a fan of the Bucks. You might be a fan of the Bucks. The Bucks are playing tonight versus the Suns, and you can listen to that game on locally grown radio, as well as Oshkosh Air Sport, WISS, locally grown radio's WFHR. And News from the Center, WRCE, and Richland Center. Listen to all the great sports here on Civic Media Radio Network. You know, Andrew brings up a good point. He's talking about comedy. And I was just finished a book, a really great book by a guy named Cliff Nesteroff. It's called Outrageous. And it basically timelines, you know, like we live in a day and age where, you know, comedy can be a very... comedy can be a very divisive thing, and that's fine. It's supposed to be. I absolutely believe that. Some people think some things are offensive. Some people believe that it's free speech. You can look at the middle road on that one. But what we do talk about, though, is the idea that what we say today in an outraged society is nothing really new. And he takes that and takes it all the way back to basically the mid 1800s and how performance art pretty much from the beginning of it here in America brought up the idea of outraged individuals. And back in those days, it was outrage, I believe, for the good, because it was stereotypes of individuals that we don't do anymore. And people would say things effective, you know, you are taking my culture and you are making a show. And it's basically trying to change with the times and grow up. But I don't know, Kelvin, like, as far as comedy goes for you, are you a fan of like stand up and whatnot?
Yeah, I don't watch a ton of stand up specials, but I'm a fan of it, like, just generally, I would say.
Okay. Would you be shocked to know that people have been getting outraged over entertainment in all its forms for better part of 200 years now?
That certainly would not surprise me.
And the thing that, you know, he talks about in the book, Cliff Nesheroff talks about in the book, is that we tend to use the same tropes over and over and over again. And one of the things that I thought was very, very interesting is that anybody who tried to break the mores of America, the would be marked a communist, essentially. We would always use that term communist, which is something we still use to the day. Only we tend to use socialist more. And it was a very eye-opening experience to read that book because it shows that we as a society aren't really coming together on what, you know, the idea of entertainment, essentially. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there who love Dave Chappelle. A lot of people think he's a genius. A lot of people who think he's transphobic. A lot of people who think he's not the right voice to be saying what he says. And I, you know, I guess at the end of the day, what I'm saying is I really want, you know, I would love for people to read this book. I'd love to have a discussion with this, bring in a comedian friend of mine one of these days and talk about this, because if we can break this cycle of the idea of, you know, being outraged, you know, I have no problem with people standing up and saying you are objectifying my culture. That's an important discussion to have. But what we also need to do is have that discussion further on. I mean, Kelvin, you're a lot younger than me. Those conversations, do those happen for you? Like the conversations you have with your friends, does it seem more open and honest, or does it seem to mask what you see, or does it seem to mirror what you see in society as far as like an outrage culture?
I would say the majority of my friend groups don't concern themselves with being outraged about things. So it's not really conversations that are had, but I would say online, it's definitely a thing online that I see a lot, and it's definitely a tough road to walk, especially when it comes to comedy, because someone can just be wrong and you can think they're not funny, but that doesn't, I have trouble like saying they should be like canceled or barred from performing or anything like that.
Well, and that, I mean, we can talk about that in a little bit. I'm glad you brought that term up, the term canceled. Is there such a thing as cancel culture? Are you listening right now? People like, do you believe there is such thing as cancel culture? You can go ahead and call us 844-967-2789, or you can text us as well. You can do it through the app. Yes. I'm assigning you a book report, Outrageous by Cliff Nesheroff. I'd love for you to read that. And Papa Rico says, 1 minute comedy call in. Sounds like fun. I think we're going to do it. We're gonna have an hour of comedy call in. And, it says here, Crude is in for the Gong Show style. I like that idea too. That's an old, old reference, but, we're going to pay some bills and we're going to, return. So stay close. You're listening to Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This, Wisconsin's getting ready to play host to the Midwest Dairy Challenge. And although the name may imply it's a bunch of farm kids, that's not necessarily the case. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. Ted Halbach is a dairy instructor on the UW-Madison campus. He's also one of the organizers for the Midwest Dairy Challenge that will bring in over 120 students from both colleges as well as technical colleges to the Green Bay area, evaluating dairies and bringing their suggestions back to a panel. Halbach says that although many of these students didn't come from a dairy background, don't second guess their abilities.
Actually, some of the most outstanding students that I've had a chance to work with in Dairy Challenge did not grow up on farms and did not have that dairy experience. They used their educations to learn about this industry. They sought out applied opportunities through internships and things of that sort. And at the end of the day, you know, they're some of the most talented, capable people working in our industry today.
Ted Halbach, he's a dairy instructor on the UW-Madison campus, also one of the organizers for the Midwest Dairy Challenge. It's a regional contest that's running in the Green Bay area February 7th through the 9th. He said one of the new opportunities they're providing this year, dairy farms are allowed to sponsor some of the competitors and in exchange get an opportunity to take a look at their resumes as potential future employees. Find out more at dairychallenge.org.
Innovation.
We know you work hard every day to keep your livestock healthy and run an efficient operation because there's no such thing as a snow day. Take time this winter and consider BioVet, your trusted partner in helping you raise stronger, healthier animals and to protect your bottom line. The knowledge and support from our team can help you make the difference in keeping your livestock healthy. Call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
This year, Dairyland Seed is introducing our best corn of all time. Again, that sound you just heard? That's the sound of a full lineup of top-performing hybrids bringing the yield like never before. It's the sound of even stronger traits bred specifically to boost corn bushels per acre in your soil. And it's the sound of workhorse corn seed proven to outperform yet again in independent head-to-head trials. See the latest corn performance data at showmethecornyield.com. That's showmethecornyield.com.
And while this mild weather may make it easier to get around for you and I, for a lot of our Wisconsin farmers, it's challenging. This is baby time. A lot of babies being born on the farm. Share your picture with us. Share them, Fabulous Farm Babe, on Facebook, and tell your story about how you're taking care of the babies in the mud. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds are thickening as high temperatures soar to the low 50s. We become mostly cloudy tonight and stay cloudy tomorrow, too. However, temperatures are on repeat. The only difference is it'll be a bit breezier. As a storm system strikes Wednesday night and into Thursday, we'll see rain rolling in. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Oh, that is That is good, Calvin. I like that. Welcome back to the 3 o'clock hour here on Civic Media. I am your host, Greg Bach, also known as the co-host of Matt and Air on Air, Board Op, and Tired Guy on Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. A couple of things before we get going. First of all, thank you so much, everyone, for texting. And we got a call on the line. We'll get to you in a moment. But I just want to clarify something really quick here. The Bucks game will be available on WLAK, just to name a few. It is not available on the streaming app, but you can listen to it on those stations if you have it available. So thank you so much, Mr. Chris Casper, for helping me out there today. So I asked a question before we went for a small walk to the water dispenser, and I came back and asked the question: is there such a thing as cancel culture? Is cancel culture real? Do we fear it? Is it something that is it a myth? Is it, you know? And I want to know from you: do you think that? 844-967-2789. I work in comedy. We talk about it all the time. I have my opinions, but I'd love to know yours. We got Cam from Nina on the line. Cam, how are you doing today, friend?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for calling in, man. What can I do for you today?
So you as a comedian face a similar issue for someone like me who is an independent game developer.
Okay.
And cancel culture doesn't necessarily just mean some moral right or wrong, right? I think you can agree to that. It's just like people's differing opinions. But with the introduction of the internet, we have this new beast that, well, newer relative to all of our history on this planet, but it's a new beast where people are able to do virtue signaling online. Some people will say some hurtful, evil thing without the full context of this full situation or without even being properly informed. It's become really easy to just push out whatever pops first into your mind without any thought put into it onto the internet. And it creates this mob mentality on the internet. And that can go away pretty quickly, but the problem then arises with people that are pretty ill in the head that will stalk you, try to find any of your publicly available information and try to harm you. I've seen it happen to comedians, developers, TV show actors, actresses. So cancel culture, like in general, I don't think that it necessarily exists in the sense that like it's not a bad thing to voice your opinion that you want to boycott people, but the consequence of having a mob mentality like that, that forms so easily online and being irresponsible and allowing something like that to form and contributing to it can result in people getting hurt for no reason.
I can understand what you're saying there, Cam. You said you work in game design. Am I correct?
Yeah, actually I work in, healthcare. Okay. Information technologies, and then also game design. I own my own company.
I see. Okay. So, I mean, and that's the thing is, you know, I've seen video game fans can be just as opinionated as comedy fans who can be just as opinionated as music fans, so on and so forth. I probably can trust that you've seen your fair share of opinions on video games as well as whether it's creation, made into movies, that sort of thing. I think what you're saying, Cam, is got a lot of validity. I think the moment we start piling on with little information, that can cause a problem because it just ends up, we create targets and anyone we don't like becomes one of our targets. I think talking about the mentally ill or mentally unbalanced component is very important as well, because there's some people who are just in their house all the time on the internet. And it allows them to create a version of themselves that's untouchable, because as you said, they can be anonymous. They don't have to. There's no consequences for the actions of their words. But at the end of the day, there are, because they're real people. And the question I have as far as is cancel culture real? I think you and I are sort of in agreement in there. It's from my point of view, I believe that cancel culture in comedy is not a real thing, because I can't think of a single comedian who has been famous who has been canceled and is no longer working. I'm talking like the big famous ones. Cam, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. I think it's true. You know, we talk about certain people, you know, we talk about the Louis C.K.'s and the Dave Chappelle's and like, oh, they're trying to cancel them. Last time I checked, these guys are still touring theaters and arenas, selling out. And a little tidbit that actually made me think of this today is 7 of the 9 Grammys that were given out in the past, or 7 of the last Grammys given out in the past 9 years were given out to those two gentlemen, people who have claimed to say they are canceled for their words and or actions. So it's, to me, I do not think it exists as much as it is more of like a myth. And it's something people are scared of, sort of like, you know, when people create border issues in their heads, they think millions of people are pouring across the border. People are thinking, oh, people are coming for me because I'm just thinking something and I want to make my jokes or say my words. Well, you can say your words, but they come with consequences. We got another call. It's either Todd or Billy from Madison. Todd or Billy, which is it? Is it Todd or Billy?
It's Todd or Billy, which do I believe in cancel culture? Well, I'm calling you with a ridiculous pseudonym that I call the radio by, which is Todd or Billy, which has nothing to do with my actual name. So I guess that maybe says something. But, you know, I also wonder about, you know, is there anything different under the sun just in terms of, I mean, certainly we can think back to times before the internet when, you know, people in our lives, in our small towns, in our schools, you know, maybe had a rumor spread about them, mm-hmm. had this or that happen that, you know, really changed the trajectory of their life or really put them in the out group that was completely unfair. But like you were saying, I don't know about, you know, when we talk about cancel culture, all the people complaining the most about cancel culture have this huge platform where a million people hear them talking about cancel culture. Yeah. Has Joe Rogan been canceled? No, he's like the hugest personality out there.
Give him $100 million.
No. Right.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's every time you talk about a celebrity who's canceled, I can direct you towards their fame, their achievements, and them still getting work in their respective fields. We got a bunch of texts coming through here. Let's see here. We got Steve from Milwaukee. The closest thing to that would be Cosby or that guy with the red hair. He had a TV show for a little bit. What's his name? I think you might be talking about Mario Batali, the redheaded guy, because it's not Carrot Top. Carrot Top is a gem, a saint. Protect him at all cost. I would not say Bill Cosby is a victim of cancel culture. I think he's a victim of his crimes.
Yeah, there's a difference between being canceled and being convicted.
Yeah. It's not the same. I know where you're going at with that one, but it is not the same as far as that. Another text says, does canceling happen today? Probably not as much as some folks think or hope. Social media increases the chances of individuals to shine bright for a moment before the fading back into normality, which is less canceled and more just life. And I mean, I don't disagree with that as well. I mean, the only example of canceled or cancel culture that I can think of is the Chicks, formerly the Dixie Chicks, but I'm going to refer to them as the Chicks from now on because that's how they would like to be called. When they made their statement in 2003 in London about then President Bush, they had their careers crushed. They were taken off of country radio. People boycotted their records. They burned their records. They were persona non grata in their own industry, which they had been in for a very long time. And only recently, in the past few years, have they been releasing new music, which I think is fantastic. But I do not think that, you know, I don't think anyone's come close to that. Everyone else who's accused of being canceled nowadays, they're just saying things like, oh, you want to cancel them for saying, they're like, well, no, they're saying something that's racist or homophobic or transphobic. There are consequences. I heard an individual say, it's not so much that we are too sensitive as a culture, which is something in comedy we hear all the time. We're too sensitive. We're just easily offended. I think it's because we're growing up and that we're expecting more and we're expecting better from our performers. And we want them to say cooler, better things. Ah, Conan O'Brien, that was the redhead that was talking about. He was literally canceled. Like, he got his show taken away from him, not because of his words, but for Hollywood intrigue. Do you like Conan O'Brien, Calvin?
I can't say I was ever watched his show, but the clips I've seen of him on the internet, I remember seeing clips of him playing video games with stars or something on his shows. That was kind of funny, I guess.
That's a great show. I think it's like, and you know, that's a great clip. That Conan O'Brien story is a whole other story. And okay, here's one that came through. Kathy Griffith, pretty canceled. I don't disagree with that either. And is that something that it's easier to do to a woman? I'm not sure, but she's starting to make her comeback as well. And that's because she spoke out against Trump. If you don't know, that's a very, very graphic image. But I just think at the end of the day, we bandy that word about because we don't want to look at our own insecurities. You know, you're like, oh, you're so sensitive. You can't just say what you want. Well, why do you want to say those things? Why do you want to make incendiary statements about other people? What does that make you happy? Why does that make you laugh? Why do you want to make other people laugh by saying that? I've been in many rooms where people try to do it and it comes up crickets. So got some comments on the live stream. Actually, we've got a whole party happening here. Once again, there's just, I don't even think we need to be there in the live stream right now, Calvin. It's just them talking. I hope you guys are having a good time in the live stream. We have, let's see here. We got Tom from McFarland on the phone. Tom, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. Thanks for calling, Tom.
I think cancel culture is pretty much synonymous with how it can be complicated, like woke. And it just depends on whom you are talking to. Mm-hmm. I think the chicks are a great example of cancel. But also, if you take a look at what the right wing would say versus the left wing, we have Chick-fil-A and how we don't like how Chick-fil-A is very much closed on Sundays and espouses Christian values, blah, blah, blah. But then we also have on the right Walt Disney and how the entire right just blew their mind over the fact that Splash Mountain was going to now become Tiana's Adventure. If you take a look at like the statues and the renaming of forts and how that's all part of cancel culture, it just seems that anytime that there is change that people do not like, that they feel it should stay with where they are comfortable with, that's cancel culture. Whether or not it's positive change, whether or not it's negative change. It's just people fear change, hence we fear cancel. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. That's a very good way of putting it. I mean, that's I agree, you know. When you see change coming, it makes you uncomfortable. When you get uncomfortable, you either can look at why that's the fact, why are you uncomfortable about the change, or you can retreat into your comfort zones. And I personally choose to ask the question, why is this making me uncomfortable? Why am I afraid of whatever the change is? But Tom, that was a very good point. Mark, I see you on the line. I would ask that you please hold on because I have the need to get a snack right now. Calvin, do you want a snack?
Sure.
Okay, I'm gonna get a snack. We have some all rye chips that I'm gonna nail. So stay close. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE. And on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on News from the Center, WRCE, and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the 3 o'clock hour. My name is Greg Bach, and I am your host for the next, oh my goodness, 8 minutes. That went fast, Calvin.
It flew by.
Thank you for being here with me today for this moment in life.
It went great. It really did fly by.
It was a lot of fun. I want to thank you for helping out. And yeah, it was a good time. We talked about some good stuff today. Really quick, Cam, who called earlier, brought up a really good point on the text. You can also text 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. He said, not exactly canceling, but internet mob mentality caused users of Reddit to target someone they believed was the Boston Marathon bomber, which resulted in accusing someone falsely, and online manhunt began. I mean, there's a lot to take in when we want to do a mob mentality, we want to do groupthink, we got to look at the information, and it's hard to do that, especially when you're in moments of panic and heated opinion, and excellent point there, Cam. Mark from the SAC, you've been waiting for a long time. Sir, you're calling during this moment with me. I appreciate you, Mark from the SAC. What can I do for you today?
Yeah, I'm here, and woke to me just means you're aware of what's going on around you. You're aware of the world and the injustices within it. And for the Dixie Chicks, before they got canceled, as soon as I heard they were speaking out against George Bush, I went on and started buying their albums. if you hear that traveling soldier and it's a tear to your eye, you're not a human being, because that's just a song that just makes you aware of the sacrifices our service men and women actually make and the impacts they have on just momentary things that go in contacts we make in our lives, because that song just, I can just hear the first few bars of that song and I start welling up. Beautiful song, and that, and glad to see they're starting to come back. But these Republicans, they got to grow up. I mean, and now they're claiming that the insurrection wasn't an insurrection. I mean, at least Stefanik and Matt Gaetz both deserve a swift kick in the ass that for this nonsense of a resolution against, you know, they're going to declare it wasn't an insurrection. Well, both of them were wetting their pants and hiding underneath their desks when that insurrection was going on. So, I mean, it's time to call out what they were saying then and embarrass the hell out of them. But they got no sense of shame.
Well, Mark, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who do not disagree with you. I am no fan of the Representative Matt Gaetz either, and I do not like what they're trying to do, which is change the narrative to favor their side. I think that's cowardly. I think it's un-American. I think it's traitorous, and I can think of a bunch of other words that mean the same words, but we got to go soon. Really quick, someone did text in. They asked, it was regard to Michael Richards, who played Kramer on Seinfeld. They said, Michael Richards, question mark? I don't know. That's a great question. He doesn't really do TV or movies because of that incident. I'm not going to talk about it because it involves some language I do not want to say. Let's just say it was a comedy club and some racial slurs, and that's about it. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know. I maybe he was canceled. Maybe America was just done with him. Who knows? Calvin, did you learn a lot today?
I did.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
It's a great time.
Once again, folks, thank you so much for listening today. We appreciate you listening to Civic Media. I appreciate you tuning in to this 3 o'clock hour. I want to thank my bosses for giving me the opportunity to do this. And you can listen to us anytime you want by downloading the Civic Media app. It's free. It's fun. It's fantastical. You can text the show. You can call the show through the app. And you can also download these episodes of Civic Media Broadcast Excellence through the way the podcast. Just go to civicmedia.usa. You can download the shows. You can go to your distribution center of choice for podcasts, and you can subscribe to the shows. That way they come right to your phone every single day, downloaded hot and fresh. And while you're there, don't forget, why not leave a review? 5-star review goes a long way. Makes us look cool. And as a 46-year-old man with a graying beard, I need to look cooler because everyone looks like me. I don't look cool anymore, Calvin.
Yeah, all you need is a 5-star podcast, and then you can get like a name tag or something that says, I'm part of a 5-star podcast.
I want to make t-shirts now that say that I am part of a 5-star podcast. So yes, once again, and I want to say something before I go for the day. I've been working here at Civic Media now for about a year and some, about a year. And I will say that before I started working here, I didn't have a lot of statewide pride. I know that sounds weird to say on the radio right now, but I want to be open with you right now. I lived in many places in Wisconsin, so I never got like a place that was home. And ever since I started working here at Civic Media, I've really come to love Wisconsin, not a city, you know, not a neighborhood, but the state on the whole, by talking to people like you who call in, who text, who come to the club and say hello because you support Civic Media and local artists. You've helped me gain a great deal of pride for this state. And I want to thank everyone here at Civic Media for giving me the opportunity to do that. I'm going to stop bloviating now. We're going to get out of here. And Calvin.
Yes, Greg.
Sodas are on me today.
Okay. Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
All right. Stay close. We have the Devil's Advocates coming up right after this. Stay close. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. You are amazing, awesome, and let no one tell you differently.
Stop.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.